Welcome to the Peace Growth Here podcast. I'm your host, Yelena Theofilatos, with my Blooming Heart Hypnotherapy and Coaching. And this is a place for you if you're looking for business strategies, emotional wellness, advice, and stories from fellow ladies entrepreneurs. Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning back into the Peace Growth Here podcast. I'm your host, Yelena Theofilatos, with my Blooming Heart Therapy. And today I'm going to be talking about anxiety, nervous system regulation, and my number one advice to all ladies entrepreneurs, actually all people there in the world who wants to know how to use nervous system regulation practices to help themselves with anxiety. I have one thing that I tell everyone, which is just the beginning of a different journey, a whole journey towards actually implementing those tools in an efficient manner. But we got to start somewhere, right? So this is actually the number one question that I'm often asked. What is your number one advice when it comes to healing anxiety? And of course, when it comes to using nervous system regulation tools to do so. And my answer, and here we go, I'm giving it all to you right away with some comments coming right after. My number one advice is to create a consistent self-care flow that is made of practices that we utilize, maybe even on a daily basis, ideally, so that we really create sacred time, if I may say so, for nervous system to reach that place of regulation from which it can thrive and ripple out into the rest of our world. I believe that unless we really intentionally create those times, even if it's just 5 minutes a day, and that's all you can afford in this phase of life, we can't really count on having a healthy, thriving nervous system. Of course, 5 minutes a day, probably not going to give you a thriving nervous system. It would be nice if it was possible. If it is possible for you, you let me know. What are you doing for those 5 minutes that takes care of all the stress and all the triggers that keep flying in our faces? But even 5 minutes, it's usually is a step towards a destination of some sorts where you can finally start prioritizing self-care, where you create not just the mindset that creates the time for the self-care, but also the circumstances, because it's easier said than done. You know, oh yeah, right, you're telling us to create a self-care flow so that we can take our nervous system. Oh gosh, well, I have so many other things to do. How can I squeeze this thing into my schedule? Especially if you are an entrepreneur, you are, don't get me wrong, people who have jobs are also very busy. But when you are an entrepreneur and you cannot necessarily count on a steady income, there's that additional layer of pressure that sometimes just keeps us going and going and going, because we are, of course, in the need of feeling secure and safe. And financial security is definitely a thing and plays a big role. So what about if we didn't have to wait until we hit our, you know, however many thousands per month you want to make goal before you start doing a little bit of self-care? That's where I begin with female entrepreneurs with whom I work who are not there yet, who have not scaled yet or grew to the point that they got their staff together to the point of like maybe delegating and hiring staff, which it's could be another cause of a lot of anxiety. And this is where we need to regulate our nervous system for different reasons, not just financial security. But if you are one of those entrepreneurs and You're in the trenches currently, still figuring it all out. You are making some money. Maybe a good chunk every month is not necessarily that consistent. I would tell you right away, start wherever you are with how many minutes you can dedicate to it. Just get the ball rolling in terms of learning about nervous system regulation and experimenting with various tools. And at a pace that works for you. Because it really depends where you're at on your entrepreneurial journey, how much time and energy you can invest into self-care. Let's be real. Even though I'm a passionate advocate of making the time in your day for self-care, and I have figured out my life in the way that allows me to do this. Sometimes, some days, even I have to skip it and just move really forward with my day because the client's load constantly fluctuates in my world. And sometimes I end up having more one-on-one sessions that I can actually handle and still do the rest of the things in my business. I am currently figuring out that balance myself. And there are times when I'm like, oh gosh, I really just want to push on this project. What it means usually for me that I don't skip my morning practice, even though I have done it many times before. At this point in my business and in my life, I prioritize self-care to the point that it's non-negotiable. If my mind is restless, what I don't do in the morning is that I don't necessarily meditate, which is my number one spiritual and psychological practices for all times. But I instead read because if I meditate when I'm in the mode of like, oh, there's so much things I have to do, I constantly go to those places, to those to-do lists, and my meditation is not really that effective. So I do still do my self-care, but I totally understand those of you who are in the moment. You are maybe pivoting, or might be just still in the process of really figuring out who your ideal client is, how to serve them best, what marketing is all about. You're trying new things. Entrepreneurial journey is all about constantly trying new things. And we rarely feel settled, like, oh, I have this figured out forever and ever and ever. And that feeling of feeling settled to a certain degree, knowing what you're doing, it's really conducive to being able to create, to allow yourself to create a self-care flow, but not necessarily available for all of us at all times to a degree that maybe we want to. And this is number one obstacle, if you ask me, to creating a self-care flow for nervous system regulation. And listen how ironic it is, really. For us, we want to create a nervous system regulation self-care flow where we are utilizing tools to really create calm and regulating energy in our bodies and our minds. And of course, that helps greatly with anxiety and stress. But if you ask me, what is the number one obstacle for creating the self-care flow to help us with anxiety? My answer would be anxiety. So it is a bit of catch 22 right there. We want to heal anxiety by creating a flow of self-care where we do make time for nervous system regulation just for it to have enough of the time to really like touch down into that regulation. But we are in the moment in our business, in our life, where we are feel uncertain about the results, or we are have the results, but now we're pushing to the next level. There's another uncertainty, maybe of pivoting, delegating, scaling. And plus, if you are not yet making a certain amount of income with your business every month, somewhat predictably, there's also that financial insecurity there that plays a role when it comes to creating that like anxious underlying feeling. And this is why when I work with female entrepreneurs, in my experience, I have been having three categories for them. First category of those who just starting off, not maybe in the like in the first months, but maybe in the first year or two when they're still very much figuring it out. And of course, that figuring it out never ends, if you ask me. And they have very different bandwidth when it comes to allocating time and energy for self-care, because in their minds, and it's totally understandable, and I'm totally was there myself when I was just starting out, every minute, every drop of your energy is really important because it can be invested in getting your business going and getting to the level when you feel like, oh, I can freaking finally relax, you know? And that's the first category of ladies that I have encountered, that I have interacted with on social media and among my clients. They have very limited bandwidth for self-care. The second category is those of you who have made it through those initial stages and you have some clarity about what you're going through in your business and where the money is coming. You have some predictable sources, offers that you can rely on. So you have a little bit of more of that bandwidth for including self-care in your day or giving it more time than, let's say, when you were in that first phase. And even though there is not so much that of an anxiety anymore about financial insecurity, even though it can be quite there, because as I said, that's the difference between having a job when you can count on that paycheck and when you're an entrepreneur, even if when you made it to a certain level, you still gotta have all of those things rolling to make sure that you make it happen. So there is that a bit of a restless and like urgent energy behind underneath it all, which could be channeled in the right way. Again, if you have a nervous system that is regulated, it makes it so much more easy. But again, we're still in a bit of a catch-22. So there might be a little bit of that money anxiety for like that second category, but more so it's about anxiety about staying ahead and making sure that what you're doing now will still work tomorrow. There is still, and there's going to be constant a bit of that uncertainty about the future throughout all of our lives as entrepreneurs, but it kind of takes over a little bit more than the financial insecurity. And of course, it depends on a person, but ultimately, since you have money coming in, you know, you're paying your bills, you might be even like saving or maybe not saving and just spending another business coaching course, which I totally don't blame you. I spend so much money on courses and books and whatnot. But here you are, you're like, okay, if you think about it energetically and financially wise, you could make more time for self-care. So here, what I like to look at more at the mindset obstacles more than anything else. In the first category of female entrepreneurs, entrepreneurs in general, of course, there is mindset, quote unquote, blocks, maybe two that playing at all. But we got to be very understanding and patient with those at the very beginning stages of our business. It's not just so easy to say, oh, self-care is sacred and I need to prioritize myself. It's so very true, but it can sound very invalidating for those who are at the very beginning stages of their growth. I really hope that they still take care of themselves, and this is what I advocate with my clients who are on that level, to find the self-care flow that is covers the their basic needs when it comes to rest and recharging. You don't necessarily have to think past that or try to do it all. You're not there yet, so don't feel guilty that you might not have time for self-care. Be careful about mindset blocks that make you feel like you're unworthy of that. That's a different story that could be worked on and needs to be worked on. Doesn't matter where you're at on your entrepreneurial journey, what phase you're in. But ultimately, the people in a second category, since they don't really have that much pressure of money insecurity because it's working. Oh, hooray. What might be standing in between them and self-care flow regimen that they always wanted is those mindset blocks of feeling the need of being constantly busy, people pleasing, lacking boundaries, evaluating, attaching your sense of value to the validation you receive from outside, always like comparing yourself and pushing, forgetting that you are a unique human being, your needs are there, and you need to taking care of them and yourself in the process, and a bunch more. There was more like mindset blocks that come into a bigger presence, so to say, at this stage. And then the third stage, let's say I have a friend who is doing really well financially wise. She's an entrepreneur. And you would think that at that point, this is where you really feel like, okay, this is my time. What the hell? I was doing it for. I was doing it for to create freedom, right? To create more opportunities for me to enjoy life. And of course, hopefully, you've been doing it along the way this whole time in different ways. But then you're really like, okay, I really wanted to take this Qigong course, or really took it might look at my nutrition and et cetera. And since money is not a problem anymore, so to say, since you have those steady income sources coming in, you would think it would be easy just to relax and enjoy. However, again, since we might be at this stage, like a friend of that I'm thinking right now, in restructuring your business and pivoting and scaling, that creates a very new layer of uncertainty, and uncertainty is intrinsically anxiety provoking. It's just our brains don't like uncertainty. It means danger for a lot of us. So there's going to be that uncertainty about, oh, like how it's all going to go, how it's all going to land. And maybe you're like this person that I have in mind is delegating now responsibilities, and there's like, whoo, another role to really get comfortable about. So all of this, of course, is more manageable if you do have a regulated nervous system again. However, you might feel under pressure to perform, 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 perform. And that kind of pressure, I believe at that level, comes from the family of origin, perhaps, from parents who were really like goal-oriented, never allowed the Sims to rest, go, 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 go. So we absorb that. I definitely absorbed it from my mother, big time. And on the other hand, from those kind of micro influences that just from our own history, we also live in a capitalistic society, which is all about output. You know, capitalism is all about creating more income. We all love money. We need them, right? We like to buy nice things and et cetera. Capitalism has its flaws, I believe, even though I'm not here to advocate any specific political system instead of it, because I really have a little knowledge about it. I just see certain things about capitalism, like toxic productivity that results in it. Since capitalism is all about output, it favors competition, it favors innovation, it favors not taking breaks and pushing yourself and getting ahead and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. If you think about it, it considers humans, it calls humans human resources. You know, it's like oil. Oil is a resource, but extracted from the ground. Human resources are precious, of course. So capitalism is all about extracting them to the max. Look around what we have done to this planet. What kind of a philosophy is driving that destruction? Of course, if you think about it, it's going to be applied to us as much, not just the natural resources. So for capitalism, ideally, humans would be like machines that never need breaks. And of course, now we are replacing a lot of jobs with technology for that reason, because we need more, we need faster, we need to get it with at least investment possible, all in the name of profit. Unfortunately, we might not necessarily even realize how much that kind of a philosophy, beliefs, culture have permeated us and our values until we find ourselves, like a friend of that I'm thinking right now, who just couldn't slow down. That was just something propelling her until she had to at some point to learn how to do it. And we had a conversation about it. And it was so beautiful to see a change, a realization about, oh my goodness, I actually don't have to push myself so hard. I am okay. If I slow down, nothing's gonna fall apart. If you slow down and smell the roses at this point in your business, while still, of course, being engaged and making sure that things are working well, oh my goodness, you can create so much beautiful spaciousness and enjoy it. And isn't that why we created a business? Mind you, living in capitalism, it's not just like those people who live in capitalism, this category of female entrepreneurs, all of us do, whether you start, whether you're somewhere in the middle of your journey where you like made it, quote unquote, we're still very much influenced by that culture of constant productivity, business, da 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 da, work, 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 work. So just talking about it make my nervous system kind of like, oh my goodness, why are you going there? It is because, yes, it does feel like a lot and it's understandable. So our nervous system, we're not wired for it. We were wired for connection, connection with a pace of life that actually feels nourishing to us. And this is what nervous system regulation, self-care is all about. We need to create those pockets of spaciousness. And yes, depending where you are on your entrepreneurial journey, it will look different for you. But please check in with yourself and see if fear of uncertainty, anxiety, is that what is playing a role now when you think about taking a few minutes in the morning for you to take care of yourself or finally allowing yourself a little more time to do so? Because in this weird, ironic way, and that's another catch-22, for us to really allow ourselves to really feel into the permission of slowing down, to realize that how important it is for us to have it, we need to be able to engage with it. And for us to engage with this self-reflection moment, we need to slow down just a bit, feel regulated just enough to tap into thinking about what I really want. Do I really need to be fearful that much? Do I really need to look at my business strategies and make sure that they're all going and I really have evidence that they have worked for others? Maybe they're already working for me. They're going to keep working. I'm going to be doing great. I'm going to make it through whatever. And I will be better off if I actually start taking care of myself in the meantime. How about I inspire you to all have this kind of conversation? Really, a tender and a soft and gentle one, heart to heart with your own nervous system, with your own drive for success, drive for financial security, and negotiate. What is that like for you to take a few minutes for self-care and nervous system regulation and envision that feeding your business, nourishing your business, you being more focused, more productive just because of that alone? This is my inspiration to you. If you want to start learning about nervous system regulation tools in not overwhelming manner, because there's a lot of resources out there, I am putting out a new freebie as I'm recording this right now, which is September 1st, 2024. It still is not out yet in the world. It's available just to my community, like my people in my newsletter, my subscribers, but in a couple of weeks it will be there. And it's made of proactive tools and reactive tools for nervous system. If you heard me talking on Instagram about what those means, proactive tools is your lifestyle choices, your habits, your long-term everyday decision that like keeping your nervous system happy long-term, sleep, eat, hanging out with your folks. Those are really advocate for people to take care of first and foremost to the degree that they can. And then there's also reactive tools, things that you do in the moment when you feel agitated, shut down, and anxious, you name it. There's also those in that and book, and also some pages for you to really reflect what is realistic in terms of your goals and start creating a bit of a schedule for yourself on how you can sprinkle those in. And of course, I know that this is easier said than done. After all, I work with a lot of people. I know that learning nervous system tools is just one big step. However, now we got to implement them. So this is why I created a free Facebook group called My Blooming Heart and Business that you will have access to after you download the freebie. I want everybody who's coming in to actually have access to the freebie and have seen it, because we use those tools when we meet biweekly on Zoom with our community members. All of them are ladies entrepreneurs just like you are. And we discuss, how's it going? Have you been able to implement? What are the struggles? What are the victories? How can we hold each other accountable? And there's also posts throughout the week when I invite you to check in, to take a break, just to share how has it been going. That's a way to keep that self-care value, that priority top of mind for you, and make sure that you actually do those things. That's, I find, super important. So if you want to go to my website on my homepage, I'm pretty sure by then it's going to be there, you will see a form that you can fill out with your name and your email, so I can send you the workbook. And also in a workbook and that email, you will also receive a link for the group. This is a great meeny meeny step. Actually, I would say it's a good size step towards putting yourself first and finding a way to nurture and regulate your nervous system while still living a busy life. Nobody have canceled that. So thank you so much again for tuning in today. If you find this helpful, please feel free to share it with other people and give it a rating. Ratings goes a long way. They validate me because I'm a human. I need validation too. And just also allow this podcast to be known for by more people, so we create more goodness in the world. Thank you so much. Have a beautiful rest of your day. May your heart be in bloom. And if you like this episode, you can help me to spread the word about it. Feel free to leave a review and share about it with a friend. I really appreciate your support. Thank you.